wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. The people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. This is the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a nonprofit of 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. We're going to talk about a variety of topics. I don't know how much time I'll have to talk in depth about all these topics, but here's one that we've had discussions with many people over the years, and they say, I'm a believer. I don't have to attend church. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone says that to you, what would you say? You say, yeah, you're entitled to that. It's your opinion. So by not attending a church, does that keep you from going to heaven if you humble, repent, believe, and receive and become? Or does that mean you're really not a believer and you're going to spend eternity in hell? So we're going to talk about that, and then we might start talking about a topic called Sheol and Hades, depending on how much time I have. So let me give you some contact information. Legacy Educational Institute, again, is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148. You may be saying, why are you giving me the address? Because there's some resources that I usually mention every week. I only mentioned a few of them that you may want to stop by and get these. There's no charge for them. But if you can't, I'm going to give you my contact information. If you can't, if you're interested in learning what we have or some of the ones that I mentioned you're interested in, then guess what? We'll mail them and we'll pay shipping and handling. So where is Innovation Way? Well, if you're heading south on Route 18, and you'll pass, of course, the imaginary mall. Oh, yeah, it's the mall. Just wait when you see the sidewalks out there, folks. You know things are not too distant in the future. They'll be start building. Now, they're starting some things you can see with the backhoes, et cetera, there. But it might be a year, year and a half, 2 years. Some things might be before that. But anyways, heading south, and you're going to pass Staples. Staples is on the left. Go about maybe less than a mile. The next traffic light is Innovation Way, Linden Point. A big sign on the wall says Linden Point. Turn left. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College. Now this is BC3. It's about 200 yards. You'll see three signs. It'll say Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Services, and Legacy Educational Institute. It doesn't matter what door you come in, we're all affiliated with different companies. In fact, I do another radio show yesterday on Saturday morning from 11 to 12. That's an hour long, called the Dave and Sherry Show, where we talk financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment or savings. We have a variety of different strategies. If you're interested in information on that, go to LegacyFinancialService.com, LegacyFinancialService.com. And, of course, InnovationTaxService.com is, because when you go to that website, you click on the affiliate button. We have six other websites. But enough for that. So One Way Radio Network, OneWayToHeaven.com is the website, OneWayToHeaven.com, not .org. Why do I say that? There's only one way to heaven, not 10 ways, not 50 ways. Not because you're a good old gal or a good old boy. The Bible is very clear on that. There's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short glory of God. Compared to a righteous holy God, you and I are filthy rags. I always cut through the chase. They were scumbags, at least I am, compared to a righteous holy God. So on that website, if you care to make a donation, if the Holy Spirit leads you, fine. But the reason we want to give some of these resources is we want to help fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, and Acts 1, 8. God loves all, hear that word all, A-L-L. He wants all to come to repentance. Many people were called, but few are chosen. What do you mean by chosen? God foreknows. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the first and the last. There's two judgments. I talk about this every week. When you die, when I die. The Great White Throne Judgment. You don't want to be there. That's for non-believers. Yes, isn't there no such thing as annihilation theory? You'll spend eternity in hell. Not because God wants you to, because remember, He wants all. He stands at that door and knocks. We'll talk about the secret of spending eternity in heaven. And the other one, you'll be in heaven, but it's called the Bema Judgment, or the judgment seat of Christ, where your works are tested by fire, but you will be in heaven. So what is the secret? Well, it's humble. You aren't going to repent. There is no salvation, folks. Contrary to what's out on YouTube, if you just believe in Jesus Christ, there is no salvation without repentance. Who said that? Jesus. It's all throughout the Bible. So what in the world is repentance? Well, 2 Corinthians 2, 7-10, it talks about godly sorrow where you recognize, I recognize, that I'm a sinner. If you think you're a pretty gal or a boy, there's a problem there. That's a pride issue. So the first step in to recognize you're a sinner is you got to humble yourself. James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. And those who exalt themselves, yes, will be humble. So humble, then repent. That's recognize you're a sinner. Ask forgiveness of your sins. Then what's the third step? The third step is believe Jesus Christ died on a cross for you and for me. And He rose from the third day because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. But you must believe He's the God, deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. The reason I talk about this, a lot of people, I can say this a zillion times, and they don't seem to get it. That's where Satan does the greatest work, because a lot of people profess, they do not possess. You got to believe in He's the God. A lot of cults believe He's a God, but not the God. Then receive, and then the Lordship. That's the most difficult one. And when you become a believer, you want to get plugged in a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-owned church. One who preaches the word in season and out of season. The one I go to is Truth. In Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane, Hermitage, PA. They have two services on Sunday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Their website is truthgracefellowship.com. Truthgracefellowship.com. Go to YouTube or Facebook. You can Google that and find that information. Also, another good ministry, his dad, the Bill Redge Ministries. You can Google that and check that out as well. And then you want to start reading your Bible, the book of John, maybe a good place to start, in Genesis, chapter, the first 11 chapters at least. Start with that. You want to read the entire gamut of the book. Then get plugged in a Bible study. Remember I said a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented church. Prayer, Bible study, and read your Bible daily. Remember, we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, or the saving. Our job is what? To tell. It's the Holy Spirit job that does the convincing, the convicting, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share the good news. So many people have improper or biblical, unbiblical understanding of church attendance. And of course, in Hebrews 10:20, it says, do not forsake the assembly. So if you're in the wrong church, get another one. Some people's feeling about church attendance borders on legalism. By going to church doesn't get you into heaven either. Remember I said the secret is humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. They must attend every time there's any kind of service or meeting or they risk God's wrath. That's what some people believe. Some people experience guilty feelings whenever they miss a Sunday morning for any reason. Sadly, some churches encourage this guilt by doing what? Putting excessive pressure on people. Now, it talks about do not forsake assembly, obviously. But while indifference towards church or willful avoidance of church may indicate a problem in one's spiritual health, it's important to understand that the quality of a person's relationship with God is not determined by how often he or she is in church. But you should want to get plugged in. And you should miss it if all possible. But there are obviously extenuating circumstances. God's love for his children is not based on what? How many times you went to church? You can stand in a garage all you want. If there's a car there, you won't become a car. There's no doubt that Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, should, remember this, should attend church. It should be the desire of every Christian to worship corporately, to glorify and worship God. Ephesians chapter 5, 19 and 20, to fellowship with and encourage other Christians. Iron sharpens iron. That's why Truth Grace Fellowship has that fellowship. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 11, and to be taught of God's word, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. The man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. Hearing the word is what produces faith. And gathering with other believers is a command. That's in Hebrews chapter 10, 24 and 25. We really do need each other. Just as God invites a cheerful giver, in 2 Corinthians 9, 7, he's also pleased with genuinely, genuinely cheerful church attendance. Church attendance should be one of the priorities in a Christian life. It's like reading your Bible, etc. Being committed to one's local church is important. What then are the appropriate reasons for missing church? Well, is it possible to give a list that will work for everyone? Of course, it's acceptable to miss church when one is ill. But in other areas, the issue comes down to your attitude, my attitude, and motivation. If one's motivation for missing church is to better serve the Lord elsewhere, to meet genuine needs, or to fulfill God-ordained responsibility, then what? And there's nothing wrong with missing a church service. And on call, policemen, for example, cannot be expected or ignore a call in order to take his place in the pew. But if one's motivation for missing church is to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, then what? To pursue selfish ends or to simply avoid Christian fellowship, then guess what? I think that might be a problem that you and the God need to work out. But you should know yourself that it's wrong. Each situation must be evaluated personally and honestly. Is ever acceptable to miss church to attend? Is it ever acceptable to miss a church for a sporting event? Yes, maybe, depending on what? Your motivation attitude. Without missing church while on vacation, again, it depends on motivation attitude. We want to avoid legalism. There's the key, legalism there. So take it in prayer, but you should not forsake the assembly. If you're listening to One Way Radio Network, I want you to listen to an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. You listen to One Way Radio Network. Your host today, again, my name is David Gallmer. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148. So if you're coming the other direction, that is heading north instead of south, like I mentioned on the last segment, you'll pass Tamashanner Golf Course. FedEx on the left goes to the next traffic light. You'll see Sheets, which is on the right, Kumba on the left. Go through that, and about a mile approximately on the right-hand side next traffic light, you'll see a stone wall says Linden Point. And at that traffic light, you turn right, that's Innovation Way. fourth building on the left. So here's some of the resources that we're giving out. We have a lot more. And you don't even have to come in and say hello. It doesn't matter what door you come in. We're giving a case for Christ. Yes, a case for Christ. And he talks about the secrets of spending eternity in heaven in his book. It's the condensed version by Lee Strobel. Then Biblical Answers About Heaven, Randy Elkhorn. It's not his big 492-page book, but it's a condensed little booklet, about 45 pages. You get goosebumps when you read that. And then from Evangelism and Explosion, there's two question marks. When you die, the first question is, where will you spend eternity? And number two, if you say heaven, why should God let you in? You know, many people will say, well, you know, I'm a pretty good person. Well, you know, I hope to be in heaven. No, you don't want to hope so. You want to know so. So the secret, again, is humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. And if you mean that in your heart, you will, in fact, spend eternity in heaven. We're talking about forever and ever and ever and ever. Then we have the $1 million bill and the $1 trillion bill. You say, what are you talking about, Dave? I know they made bills like that. It looks like a real bill. It does. It even feels a little bit like a real bill. But you know what's on the backside? It's worth more than $1 trillion or $1 million. You can't put a price tag on it. It has the gospel message. So I encourage you to pick some of those up. We have other resources. Make sure you read them yourself. And then pass them on to others and say, look, I've read these. Would you do me a favor? What's that? I value your opinion. Would you do me a favor and read it? Then call and get some more. So it's 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, Legacy Educational Institute. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com. Our local phone number is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I'll give you my cell. 724-699-3789. Again, the website's onewaytoheaven.com, not .org, but .com. So let's talk a little bit about Sheol, death, and the most important, the hope of the resurrection. Why does this matter? Well, we're talking about forever and ever and ever and ever. It makes a huge difference where you spend eternity. Few biblical topics create more confusion than what happens when a person dies. Words like Sheol, most people don't know what it means. Hades, heaven, hell. When I was in seminary at Liberty University, 27% of the, I took a course in eschatology, 27% of the Bible is prophecy. Heaven, hell, resurrection, they're often mixed together as they mean the same thing. They don't. In fact, I had a pastor do the Bible study. He made it sound like Sheol in heaven. You know, when you talk about Luke 16 and the great chasm with Abraham's bosom, I mean, he didn't say this, but he made it sound like it's next door. He just opened the door. There's heaven and there's hell. So what in the world is Sheol? The Hebrew word, again from the Old Testament, Hebrew and Arabic was the Old Testament, Greek and the New Testament, appears over 60 times in the Old Testament. So what is Sheol? It's the realm of the dead in the Old Testament, the grave, the state of death. It's described as what? A place of silence. You can read Psalm chapter 115 verse 17. It's a place where earthly activity ceases. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. A place of all people go when they die. Psalm chapter 89 verse 48. Sheol emphasizes mortality, not destiny. What Sheol is not? Sheol is not heaven. It's not hell. It's a place of judgment, a place of reward. Punishment, they talk about the Old Testament. Both the righteous and the wicked in the Old Testament are describing going to Sheol. Remember, Old Testament, not since Jesus died on the cross. This tells us Sheol is about death itself, not eternal fate. So why does Scriptures even use this language? The Old Testament speaks from the perspective of life under the sun. It focuses not on details after life, geography, but this truth. Human beings die. You and I will die. And they need God's, we need God's deliverance from death. Sheol's and God's redemptive promise. The Old Testament, remember the Old, never treats Sheol as the end of the story. Hope hidden without the text. Job, you remember Job? Cries out, if a man dies, shall he live again? Job chapter 14, verse 14. And in Psalms chapter 16, 10 declares what? You will not abandon my soul to Sheol. These are not poetic accidents. They are what? Theological seeds. The resurrection clearly announced in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, removes all doubt. Many who sleep in the dust of the earth shall what? Awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Notice hell. Sheol in the Old Testament is temporary. Resurrection is certain. And you want it to be the resurrection where you'll spend eternity in heaven. If you humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become me in your heart, you will spend eternity in heaven. From Sheol to Hades, New Testament language now. We've got to switch a little different hat here. The New Testament uses Greek words. Hades, which corresponds to Sheol. But something changes. Who? Jesus confronts death directly. Jesus speaks openly about resurrection, judgment, and eternal life. He does not deny death. He does what? He conquers it. Conquers it. He wants all to come to repentance. Many people were called, but few are chosen, because he foreknows. But he wants all. Most will not. Are you on the narrow road or the wide road? And in Acts chapter 2, the key interpretation, Peter quotes Psalm 16, explains it this way. David did not ascend into heavens, but he foresaw. So he looked toward the cross, the resurrection of the Christ. David spoke of the resurrection, and who fulfilled it? Jesus, deity, hypostatic union, God Almighty. Sheol could not hold him. The resurrection changes everything. That's the linchpin. He rose from the dead. Christ is the what? First fruit. And Paul writes, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits means what? The beginning of a greater harvest. A guarantee of what follows. If Christ rose, resurrection is not a theory. It's a destiny. Death is not temporary. Paul calls death sleep for believers. Not because it's unreal, because it is not final. Not final. The grave becomes a waiting place, not a prison. A teaching servant must guard against two errors. What are the two errors? Denying conscious hope. Scripture affirms ongoing existence with God in future resurrection. And number two, over-speculating. The Bible does not give travel vouchers after the afterlife. What it gives is better. A risen Savior for everyone who does what? Humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. A promised resurrection. A restored creation. How we grieve. We grieve honestly, but not hopelessly. How we live. Our walk and our talk. If resurrection is real, faithfulness matters. How we face death. Death becomes an enemy already defeated. Defeated, folks. Here's the conclusion. From Sheol to glory. The Bible teaches people die. You and I die. And enter death. Death is not a real and serious. Death is not permanent. Resurrection. That's why you gotta get that book by Randy Elkhorn. The condensed version. You get goosebumps when you read that. Resurrection is God's final word. Because Jesus lives, Sheol is temporary. The grave is defeated. Eternal life is certain. You want to make sure you spend eternal life, not in the great white throne judgment, but the Bema judgment. So, here's my question to you. Do you know him? If you humble, have you repent, have you believe and receive? You have to answer that. You don't want to hope so. You want to know so. God loves everyone. He stands at that door and knocks. You either be spending eternity in heaven in the beam of judgment where your works be tested by fire, or the great white throne judgment. It's your decision. And we all have a responsibility to help fulfill that great commission. So call and get some of these resources. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this. This is the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why I